Good evening, everybody. Generally around the time of Pesach, a lot of the parshios that follow or come before the Yom Tov sometimes get shortchanged. So one of the parshios that sometimes ends up being is Parshas Metzora, which is an extremely important parsha. As we know, all the parshios are important, but Metzora is something that we really should think about every day of our lives, because Metzora comes about from somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. As the Gemara tells us in Erech and Daf Tezvav, why do we have in the beginning of our parsha, V'zos Tiyas, says the Gemara in Erechim, what the pasuk means to say in the word Mitzora is Zos Tia Tarasu Shel Hamotzi Shemra. Mitzora really is an acronym for Hamotzi Shemra, somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, someone who's Motzi Shemra. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yossi ben Zimra, Kalam Esaper Lashon Hara Negayim Bayim Alav. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, Negayim, Tzaras, will come to that person. That will be the punishment for what the person has committed. Now the Teferis Yisrael HaMishnayis points out that we don't find anywhere nowadays that we follow the laws of Taras HaMetzora. We know that people have skin conditions, people have all sorts of things all over themselves, and we don't find that we go through the process of Taras HaMetzora. Look at the Teferis Yisrael. Sorry you don't have it, but I'll tell you what he says. Miyamai tamati alha. I always wondered about this all my days. De ein anu nogim Taras HaMetzora b'zmanazeh. How come we don't worry about someone who has something on their, some white skin or some kind of skin condition that we see, v'zacharti yamim mikedem, and he says, I am reminded of my youth, tim shehitzati t'miyasi zu la'agon Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I presented my question to none other than Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself, the great leader of our generation, v'hashivani, and he said back to me, shegam hu tamal davrazeh. He also was wondering about this, v'she'en lo teretz hamakobel al hadas. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger told the Tiferes Yisrael that he doesn't know what the right answer is. How come we are not worried about Taras HaMetzora b'zman hazeh? So Teferis Yisrael goes back and forth trying to give different suggestions, but in the end he basically says that since we know at the end of the process of a person becoming a Metzora, they have to go through a whole Tahara process, and part of that process is they have to shave all the hair all over their body. Now, one, if they're not a Metzora, you're not just allowed to shave everywhere on your body. Take, for example, the Peyus, you're not allowed to shave that, but the Torah goes out of its way to say, for some reason, Xeris HaKasa, when it comes to the Taharas HaMetzora, we break the regular law, and we say that you are allowed to shave, and you are obligated to shave every part of your body, and we need a Kohen to do so on your behalf. So says the Teferis Yisrael. Nowadays, we don't really know who's for sure a Kohen and who's not. So what are we going to do? We're going to tell somebody who we think, who we assume is a Kohen, to go ahead and shave your body and violate an Issur D'Oraisa, when we don't even know if he's the right person to do it. So therefore, says the Teferis Yisrael, we got rid of this halacha, and that's why we don't worry about it. Then he says, that's a nice suggestion, but the problem is, it doesn't work out, because how come we're not worried about Taras Negayim, about Tumas Negayim that come on a bias? As we know, you can have a house that becomes Tamei with Saras, you can have Pegadim that can come Tamei with Saras, so how come, nowadays we know if you have a white stain, it means that there was bleach on it. But maybe back in the days, they would say that was Saras, so says the Teferis Yisrael, how come we don't worry about that nowadays? That's not because we're going to violate maybe something by shaving ourselves and we don't know who the Kohen is, so how come we're not worried about that? Says the Teferis Yisrael, I'm not really sure what the answer is, but he says we have a principle that Hamotzi Mechavera Alav Araya. We always have a guiding principle. Whenever there's a suffix, whenever there's some sort of doubt when it comes to an issue of money, so you have to bring, you're on the burden of proof is on you if you want to take away from the status quo. So too over here. I have a house. You want to come along and say, my house is Tameh because you say you're a Kohen? You prove it to me that you're a Kohen. You have no way of proving that, and therefore I don't have to knock down my house just because you claim to be a Kohen. So this is basically what the Teferis Yisrael writes, but he says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself wasn't sure about it either. I myself am not sure, says the Teferis Yisrael. And the question is actually a very good question. There is a similar question that the Zohar HaKadosh and other Achronim discuss, the Chafetz Chaim, and others talk about, why is it that we don't even look at a Negat Saras nowadays? Not just why we don't have Taras HaMetzora, why we don't go through the process, but how come we don't even look at it, we don't even pay attention? You talk to skin doctors, and you ask them about all the different conditions that they see. Some of them are very similar. I was talking to someone in Queens, Dr. Freilich, recently, who is a dermatologist, and he told me that very often he studied Tumas Tzaraas very heavily, because to him this is a particular area of interest, and he said, much of what is described in the Mishnayos and the Psukim could be very much similar to a lot of conditions that people have. So why is it that we don't worry about this? So the Chafetz Chaim gives a bunch of suggestions, but basically he says, what are we going to do? We're going to go to somebody and tell them, oh, I think what you have on there is really, we're going to go to the doctor and we're going to see if it's really taras. If it's not taras, says the Chafetz Chaim, you have no way of getting yourself out of it. You need a Beis HaMikdash to bring a karban. That's the end of the process. Nowadays, what are we going to tell someone? In all the years of the exile, you have to remain a mitzvah for the rest of your life. That's something that's unreasonable. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's why we have, so to speak, abolished. Not that we got rid of it, but we no longer are careful about this halacha because we have no way, number one, we don't have kohanim that we know are for sure kohanim. And number two, we have no way of really getting the person out of the problem of tzaras bezman hazeh. Either way, this all comes from the speaking of Lashon Hara. Now, there is a very famous idea that many of us probably heard as children, but the truth is it's not just a children's story. It's really quoted in the Chovos HaLevavos and also in the Sefer Magid Meisharim. Magid Meisharim is a book that was written in collaboration with the Beis Yosef and his Chavrusa. Who is his Chavrusa? The angel, the Magid. He had an angel that came down and learnt with him. So he printed all of the different Chidushim that him and the angel discussed, and that's a book called Magid Meisharim. So both in the Magid Meisharim and the Chovos HaLevavos, they write the following. Echad min HaChasidim told them, Harbi b'nei Adam yavo liyom ha-cheshbon. There are going to be many people who are going to come to the final judgment, liyasid lavo, after one passes away. Ukshemar lahem aseim. God's going to go through the roster and show you the video of your life, and you're going to say, hey, that doesn't make sense. Yimtsu b'sefer zchuyosam. God's going to say, oh, you gave so many millions of dollars at tzedakah. You're going to say, what do you mean? I was a poor man my whole life. He's going to say, oh, you learned 10, 12 hours a day. You're going to say, what are you talking about? I didn't learn 10, 12 hours a day. I never learned anything. So, Zechuyu Shalom Asu Osam, I know that this was never in my bank account. So how can God claim now that I have this chus? How could it be? Says the Chovos HaLevavos, Yomru, Halalo Asinu Zeh, I didn't do this. Chovos HaLevavos writes, V'yashivu. And God's heavenly court will answer, Osam shasipur aleichem ra. All those individuals in your life that spoke lashon hara against you, that spread slander about you, hey masu elah mitzvahs. They are the ones who performed all these mitzvahs. They're the ones who learned all that Torah, and they're the ones who gave all that tzedakah. V'nodun osam ehem v'nosam lachem, because they spoke lashon hara about you, all of their mitzvahs were taken away and now transferred over to your account. So now you're going to get upstairs. You're going to be shocked. But then he says the flip side also happens. There are some people who are going to get upstairs. V'chein l'rishayim. God's going to go through the roster. He's going to say, well, look at this terrible aver you did. You ate on Yom Kippur, and look at that. You were a mezana with an Eishes Ish. And he's going to say, what are you talking about? I wasn't that kind of Jew. And he's going to say, Kshayomer halolo asinu. You're going to say, that was not me. I'm not that kind of person. Yashivu lahem. God's court is going to say back to you, no, no, no. You spoke lashon hara about the person that did that, and therefore all of his aver is transferred to you as well. So it's a very scary, it's a dangerous kind of concept. But this is what the Chovos HaLevavos tells us. B'shem echad ben hachasidim. I don't know who it is. And this is what the Magid Meisharim writes as well. The Chasam Sofer has in the Drushos a very interesting idea, where he says the Yerushalmi tells us in Bikurim that if somebody gets a position of leadership, mochlan lo akol avanosav. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Misha ola legdula is mochlan lo akol avanosav. That's why there are those who say maybe when a person accepts a position of leadership, they should fast, the same way a chassan fasts, because mochlan lo avanosav. So too, maybe a person who accepts a position of leadership should also fast. That's what my father told me to do when I accepted the position here, that you should fast because it's something that you want to get a mechilas avonos. So the Chasam Sofer asks, why do you get a mechilas avonos? Just because you were appointed to a position of leadership? Where does that come from? What's the connection? Listen to what Chasam Sofer. He says, well, the minhag ha'olam is, and this is not only the minhag in our days, but it's the minhag back then also, that the leader doesn't just sit on his throne and tell everybody what to do. All the community who he leads or she leads go and speak gossip about them. You're the topic of conversation at everyone's Shabbos table. They're attacking the drasha that you gave. Oh, do you hear what he said? And you hear how terrible he presented? And do you hear he wasn't prepared and this? And they're going to be talking Lashon Hara. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, that's the greatest way to get a Mechilas Avonis. If everywhere you're going, everybody's going to be talking about you and everyone's going to be speaking Lashon Hara, then all of my Averis are absolved because they all go to the other people. So therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, that's what it means. Someone who's Ola Legdula, someone who gets a position of leadership, maybe that's the way to get a Mechilas Avonos, because everybody's going to be busy slandering them, talking gossip about them, not in our shul obviously, but other places. And that's the way that you get a Mechilas Avonos. And with this he explains, David HaMelech says something so strange in Tehillim. He says, Saviv Rishayim Yishalechon. I'm walking around all day with Rishayim. The only people I interact with are Rishayim. What do you mean? David HaMelech didn't have any good friends that he sat with in the yeshiva. He didn't have anyone he could trust. Everybody he came in contact with was Rishayim. Says the Chasam Sofer, maybe what it means is when you have a David HaMelech, when you have a king in your midst, Everybody's sitting and talking about him all the time. So he says, well, all the people I deal with all day long are Rishayim, because all of them are sitting around taking my Averas, and that's the way, that's the kind of people they are. It's an interesting kind of suggestion, probably a drush, not really to be taken literally, but it's an interesting thought nonetheless. Now the Achronim go a step further and they say, well, if that's true, that somebody takes your Averas away or you're going to get their mitzvahs if they speak about you, what happens if you do tshuva for the Lashon Hara that you spoke? What if you go to the person and you say, I want you to know I did this terrible thing, I spoke about you, and now I want to ask your mechila. So what happens then? Does everything go back? Does the order start switching around? And now I take back what I lost and you get back what you lost? This is what the Chassam Sofer talks about as well, in a different Jerush, and he says, well, no reason to assume not. If God can figure out how to do everything else, he can also figure out how to rework the cheshbon, how to figure out who deserves what and who's not supposed to have what. And this is a interesting thought that the Chassam Sofer discusses. I saw one of the Sfardish Acharonim says, maybe this is what we mean when we say on the Yom Ha'Ra'im, Avinu Malkeinu Kasveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. So what do you mean? Kasveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos? Either you have a schus or you don't have a schus. So what are you asking God? You should be sneak into the book that you don't belong in? How does that make sense? So he says, no. Maybe what it means is because before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we work so hard to do tshuva. And part of the tshuva process is we go to all the friends that we did bad things to, and we go to all of our neighbors and we say, please be mochel us for all the terrible things that we did. So now that we're back to the beginning, he says, Kasveinu b'sefer zchuyos, put us back in the place that we belonged in the first place. We lost a lot of schusim because we spoke slander about others, but now we reshav b'tshuva, now we ask for their repentance, now we ask for their mechila. So now we ask that God should put us back to all the schusim that we originally deserved. Let's just close. When we talk about the idea of Lashon Hara, there's a very striking comment that the Chafetz Chaim makes, and I think it's a relevant comment. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLashon, Uve'emes the pelahu be'enai. Says the Chafetz Chaim, there's something that is very surprising to me. Sheteva b'nei ha'adam l'chapei skulos u'brachos me'anashim gedolim. We all know that we live in a culture where all we want is to run for a bracha to this gadol, to that tzaddik. We want a skula, pita maktoris every day. You'll say this, you'll say that, you'll wear this kind of kameya. Everyone wants the quick fixes, l'hatzlacha ala parnasa. Says the Chafetz Chaim, mayo ilu lahem kol ha'skulos v'ha'brachos. You can go to every tzaddik in the world and every gadol and get a bracha. You can take every skula in the world and you can wear this and you can say that. What is it going to help all the skulas and all the brachas and everything you're going to do if you speak Lashon Hara Rechila? So why should that counterbalance? What's the problem? Says the Chafetz Chaim. Doesn't the Torah say, the Torah says, if you speak Lashon Hara about someone, you are going to be cursed. So says the Chafetz Chaim. If only people would listen to my advice, I would tell them that instead of running around to the tzaddik to get the bracha, and instead of saying pita maktoris after davening every day, says the Chafetz Chaim, I would suggest that more powerful than anything else is to make sure we don't speak Lashon Hara, to watch carefully what we say. He says, that will work better than any skula we can ever imagine, because then we release ourselves of this aura, of this curse that the Torah tells us about. So this is just an idea. When we come to Parshas Metzora, we remind ourselves of the ideas of Lashon Hara, of Rechilas, of Motzi Shemra. It's a time for us to think about the skula of the Chafetz Chaim. And this is probably the greatest skula one can ever have, is to make sure that we are Shomer Pivu L'Shono, that we're careful about the way we speak and who we speak about and how we speak about them, and never to violate this Aver of Lashon Hara unless it is absolutely necessary. Abchanani ben Akash Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakas Es Yisrael Lefikach. Here Bar Lahem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz.